And these?
Teeth.
And a little baby might have just one of them. He might have just one.
Teeth.
Okay. And the things that the teeth rest in are the...
Right.
The things that the teeth are attached to.
Yeah, they call it, I call it gums.
Fine. And a person puts a hat on his...
Head.
And ties a tie around his...
Neck.
And if he has a cold, he might also have a sore...
Throat.
Okay. And what do you call the hard thing right there in the middle of the throat?
Let me see.
Do you have a word for it, Miss
Oliver? A goose.
Okay. Is that what you call it? A goose?
That's what I'd call it, but I don't know what that's the name of it.
Well, that's fine. Yeah. Would you say that?
Yes, I'd say that.
Okay, well, would you say it for me right now?
Goose.
Okay, good. These?
Shoulders.
And this is one?
Finger.
And this is my?
Thumb.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And these are two? What?
Four fingers.
Okay. And in my, let's see, I'm holding my pencil in my right?
Hand.
Yeah. And everybody has two? Same thing, two.
Fishes?
Yeah, or just from my wrist on down to here.
Hands.
Okay, good. And this part of the hand?
I'd call it palm of the hand.
Good. And this part right here?
I'd call it a wrist.
Okay, and this whole thing?
I'd call it a shoulder.
Well, this part, this right here.
Arm.
Okay, would you say that, please?
Yeah, I would say arm. Yeah.
Okay, and this?
I call it elbow.
Okay, and this right here?
Breast.
Okay, and a person might have a pain in his...
Stomach.
And let's see, this right here is a person's... Oh, come on. From here up to here is his what?
The legs,
yeah.
I would say.
Yeah, that's fine. And what do you call this part?
Knee.
And the upper part?
Thigh.
And the lower part?
Leg, I just said leg.
Okay. And have you ever heard that called a calf, the calf of your leg?
Yeah, I hear the calf of the leg. Is...
And that's the back part
yeah.
here? Well, now what about the front part? What's that called?
I believe it's called the shanks or something like that.
Okay. And, what about this right here?
That's the ankle.
Okay. And a boy might hop along on one
foot.
Okay. And everybody walks on two
feet.
Fine. Now, if we were talking about telling time, and it was, say it was 4:45. Now, you could say it's 4:45, or you could say something about 5 o'clock.
Oh, 4 to 5, 5 minutes to 5?
No, it would be 15 minutes. It'd be...
4 to 5, 10.
Would you ever say it's 4:45 or 4:55 or...?
I'd say it's 4:45.
4:45,
yeah.
Okay. What do you call a support that a carpenter uses when he's sawing a board? That he puts his board on?
How's that?
When a carpenter wants to saw a board, what do you call that support that he puts the board on? It's about this high and it's got, you know, four legs that are shaped sort of...
Weight bench.
Fine. And what do you call the kind of thing that a person puts a piece of firewood in to saw up? You know, puts a piece of firewood in a
well,
thing?
Well, I would call it a wood rack.
Fine. If a person wants to take a baby for a ride, there's a thing he can put the baby in that's got a hood and four wheels and a handle on it.
I call it a baby carriage.
Okay. And if you had a baby in a baby carriage, you could say you were going to what the baby?
Like to push the baby.
Okay, fine. Now, would you ever use the expression catty-cornered or kitty-cornered?
Hi there.
Would you ever use the word like catty-cornered or kitty-cornered? Would you ever say something's catty-cornered to the wall or something like that? Or do you ever use that expression?
Catty-cornered, I can't get right at that. says catty-cornered if it's not exactly right.
Uh-huh. You mean if it's not quite straight,
that's
then
right.
It might be.
That's right.
Okay, that's fine. Well, Mr. Holloway, that's all my questions, and I certainly have enjoyed